Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brendan, you're looking for a girl by the name of Colleen, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what the hell did you do? Tell us.
I don't even know what I did, honestly. Everything was going great. We had some nice dates, and it went from there. I thought everything was cool, but now she's not answering any of my calls. She's leaving my texts on read.
So, okay, so what happened last time you guys hung out?
Well, that's the only time I really think something could have been weird, and it just seems like she shouldn't have gotten rid of me that quick for one thing, but
Depends on what that one thing was.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't even think it's that bad.
Did you kill someone?
No.
Okay.
No, I worked for a gravel company, and I had work later one day than we were supposed to be going out, and I didn't have a chance to go home and shower between, and I called her before and said, hey, I didn't have a chance to shower, and she was like, no, that's okay, just meet me at the restaurant.
Oh, God.
And then we hung out, and then we hooked up, and everything seemed fine. She didn't complain, but I know I was right.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you were working outside all day, sweaty, that smell of, like, gravel and outside, and you hooked up with her?
Yeah. And it seemed like everything was fine. She didn't complain.
Oh yeah. If it was a one time mistake, I definitely think we can fix it. So hang on the phone and we shall give her a call for you next, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, second date update on the 10th. All right, so if you missed it, we just talked to Brendan, and I'm just going to cut to the chase. He was hanging out with this girl, Colleen, for a while. Everything was going great. He did say last time he was running late, and he basically went straight from work to a dinner date with Colleen, and they hooked up after. So okay, well, let's see. Brendan, like, how bad were you that day?
It was bad. It was one of those super hot days. So, you know, you're working with the gravel dust, and it was everywhere. The only thing that wasn't, like, covered in a little film of dust and stink were my hands and my feet, and that's because they were covered with gloves and socks, right? It was bad.
All right, so you're not helping yourself there, but okay. Again, we can fix this because it was a one-time thing. So stay quiet. We're going to call her now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colleen?
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. Colleen, my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling from a radio station, Hot 96.9, but can I explain to you why we're calling? It's a good reason, and we got your phone number from somebody you know.
I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, it's super early. This is a radio station, and what do you need me to do?
Okay, so we don't need you to do anything. I'm going to explain to you why we're calling. We got your phone number from a guy that you know. He basically, he would love to ask you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes, we will pay for whatever date you choose. And when I say whatever date, you name the restaurant, you name the day, the time you're free, all that stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm like trying to get out the door.
Jesus.
Who is this that you're talking about?
Okay, I'll make it quick. Brendan.
Brendan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I already went on dates with Brendan. Thank you so much. Not interested.
Okay.
This isn't a thing.
Is it because of the last time you guys went out and he basically he looked filthy? Because that was a mistake. He'll never do that again.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he was kind of a little stinky last time we went out. But, I mean, hey, I mean, the pheromones were there. That wasn't, like, an issue. I mean, it kind of turns me on when a guy is, you know, kind of dirty. Like, that's sexy. I don't know. That wasn't a big deal. I mean.
But if it's not because of that date, then what happened? Because he said everything else.
I am not interested in seeing Brendan again because he basically almost killed my father.
He what?
What?
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. What?
Colleen, Brendan's on the phone,
yeah,
and he heard that.
He jumped in too soon.
Yeah, what do you mean he almost killed your father?
Hold on a second. Brendan, you're there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do anything to your dad. To your dad.
This is a lot right now. Okay.
What are you talking about? I never killed your dad. What are you talking about?
Well, yes, you did almost kill my dad, you dumbass. My dad can't have salt. And apparently, you basically have been, like, beating my dad or some shit. And you basically almost killed him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. I didn't know he couldn't. Wait, look. I did buy him some lunches, but that, look.
No. Excuse me. Now that you're here, this is good for me to just get it off my chest. I'll have a better day if I can just get this off my chest. Because here's the deal, you guys. I came home from work one day, and my dad was literally passed out on the floor. His ankles were swollen like basketballs, okay?
What?
And we ended up rushing him to the hospital. And when we got back that night, my mom said that she found a Subway sub on the table, salt and vinegar potato chips. So, of course, my mom and I were grilling my dad. Like, where did you get this food? Because he, A, doesn't drive, and B, he can't have salt because of his diet.
Yeah.
And basically, he wouldn't tell us where he got it from. And then finally, he tells me Brendan brought him lunch.
Brendan, you tried to kill her dad?
No, look, I didn't know he couldn't have salt. I got him the stuff he asked for. I thought I was helping him out. Like, I was bringing him lunch because he was like, hey, today I'd like KFC, and, you know, and I was bringing stuff in the food truck near where I was working. I had no clue that he couldn't have that.
More than one?
Yeah, like, for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, in Brendan's defense, he didn't do it, like, intentionally to hurt your dad. He was doing it to be nice.
Now, hold on. Just to be clear, my last relationship ended because my girlfriend's dad said that I was, quote, antisocial because I didn't want to hang out with him. So now I go out of my way to do the opposite for your dad, and now that's a problem? I don't understand.
Oh, my God. This is like you bringing crack to someone who's in, like, drug therapy.
It is in no way like that. Come on, give me a break.
He was just bringing your dad a couple subs and chips.
Honestly, this sounds like an honest-to-God misunderstanding. Yeah, like, he really wasn't being malicious by any of it.
If okay, how about this? This is very fixable. Brendan,
I don't know.
Brendan, your dad is alive, and Brendan, will you promise not to bring him any more foods that may or may not?
Of course. If anything, you should be mad at your dad because he was going to the dealer behind everyone's back.
Stop talking.
Oh, my God. I love my dad. You're a piece of shit. And I actually want to know, how many lunches did you bring him exactly?
Well, it was at least 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was the end of August, I guess. Okay. Maybe the mid of August.
I can't with this guy. You guys, I love my dad.
Look, okay, here's the deal. Just please give me a second chance, and from now on, I'll keep bringing your dad lunches, but they'll be, like, healthy lunches. I'll bring him lightly salted chips. He'll think he's getting the good but it'll be healthier.
Are you kidding me right now? Okay, here's the deal. No second date, because you don't get a second chance to kill my father, okay? So, I'm done.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.